It seems like you guys are really dialed in early in camp. Does that feel that way to you?
Yeah. I mean, we have a mission that we're trying to get through, especially early in camp. You know, we want to look crisp every day and try to get better, you know, and that's been our goal, you know, from our OTAs to now, you know, to improve every day, you know, throughout our training camp session. And I think we're doing a good job at that.
I know preseason games don't count in win columns when it comes to the end of the season, but you've got a couple of playoff teams early on. Is it important to make a statement here in these first couple of games?
I think it's important, you know, especially our first game, because, you know, they are a top, you know, five defense in the league, and they do a good job on defense. So it'll be a good challenge for us to go out there, play these guys. And then they made the playoffs and things like that. So, you know, we'll be dialed in, you know, to see what we can do. And, you know, hopefully we go out there and put on a good performance.
A lot of change in the defensive secondary. Do you like what you see from the guys you're going against every day in practice?
Yeah, absolutely. The young guys are absolutely doing a good job, you know, competing every day. You know, and I like those guys and their mentality, you know, to come out here and get better every day, you know, and compete against me and who, you know, every snap. And they can only get better from there.
Are they talking smack yet out there?
Oh, they talk every day, you know, and that's the thing I love about those guys, man. They're ultra competitive guys, man. They come out here and, you know, they come out there and they push and they shove you and do things like that, man. And, you know, they get it up and rally around each other, and it's good to see, man.
How ready were you to come back and get back on the field after coming so close last season?
You're always anxious to get back up here, especially when you get that close, you know, to the goal that you've been practicing so long for. So, you know, we're always anxious. You know, we feel like, you know, we was right there, you know, 10 yards away from, you know, from our goal. So, you know, we want to get back out here and get tuned in, get focused, and make sure everything goes smoothly and stay healthy, you know, and that's the biggest thing for us.
Roddy, do you think this is probably one of the closest teams you've been on since you've been here?
Absolutely, you know, because so much of the Cole guys have been here for so long, and our young guys has been young as growing up, and they've grown up together. You know, we've established a culture around here around winning and things like that. So guys expect to win, you know, and we expect to go out there and win every game, you know. And that's the biggest key right now to our team. I think we're bonding really good, and the locker room is really happy and fun, and that's always a good thing.
How patient do you have to be? Coach said you guys won't start game planning until week three of the preseason, so it'll be a while before you get into your regular routine.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, we want to run every play that we got, you know, and try to see what it can do against, you know, different defenses and things like that, so we can get ready for the regular season and see how it looks. So, you know, it's always good when you don't game plan, because the other team's not game planning either, so you get kind of looks that you never seen before. So you learn a lot on the run, you know, and that's good for our offense and good for our O-line, you know, so they can pick up these, you know, blitz pickups and things like that, and we can read the hot routes and things like that, and we can be dialed in early.
Anything different with your defense that you hadn't seen in the past few years?
Just the attitude. You know, those guys go out there, they run around, they rally to the ball, you know, and they got each other's back, and they're rah-rah guys. You know, all of them, they come in collectively and get behind each other, and they're going to make a lot of plays this year.
When you guys have these combined practices, the veteran guys like yourself, do you have to kind of remind the younger guys, like, hey, don't get too ahead of yourself, especially with all the cameras that are going to be out here?
No, not really. We want the young guys to get excited. You know, they're going to be excited because this is the first time in about, you know, a week and a half they get to, you know, touch on another person's jersey, you know, besides ours. And that's always good, and it always brings out a lot more competition when you go against another team. You know, you always get your best. So that's going to be a good thing for us for the next couple of days that we get to, you know, practice against the Bengals. And hopefully we do a good job.
Can you remember one that got a little more spirited than you guys have been this week? The Titans with Jaguar Patriots came here.
Yeah, we're always spirited when other teams come here or we go to another team's facility to practice against them, man, because it's a little different. You know, we've been going against each other, you know, for a minute now, and the tension's starting to rile up, and, you know, guys are kind of, you know, getting a little edgy. So it'll be good to get the edge off and go against somebody you've never seen before.
Has everybody talked about Hard Knocks being here?
We haven't talked about Hard Knocks. The only thing we talked about was not getting in the fights or giving anything for the cameras to you know, to tune in and watch on HBO. That's about it.
You don't want to be mic'd up?
No. I'm not really a mic'd up guy. You know what I'm saying? I like to just come out here and practice. You know, I don't want them to hear what I'm saying out here on the field, because I don't want them to say it on TV. We be going over signals and things like that, so I don't want to give away our calls early in the season.
Would you like for the Falcons to be the featured team in that show?
I don't know. You know, we do so much no huddle and things like that, and they do so much broadcasting and micing people up. I don't think that's good for us. I don't want everybody to know that the plays that we're running and things that are coming along. So, you know, we can stay away from hard knocks.